Canada's number one. 91.3 FM. The Power FM Lifetime Eve is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otahabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Debate on the controversial Bill No. 7 currently underway on the floor of the National Assembly. Catholic Church not imposing any planned MDAT regime change. In international news, fear and uncertainty grip Uvira after M23 sees a strategic city. And in sports news, Zesco United ends Arrows' unbeaten run as Warriors hold Power Dynamos.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suyilanja Malenga. The debate on the controversial Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 is currently underway on the floor of the National Assembly. Meanwhile, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has rejected a point of order raised by Material Member of Parliament, Mao Samba, during debate on Bill 7, which is currently at its second reading. Mr. Samba attempted to present a document to the House in support of his argument regarding the responsibilities of constitutional office bearers. The Speaker, however, ruled that the document could not be admitted, explaining that Parliament has strict procedures for laying documents on the table, including verification requirements. As a result, the point of order by Material MB was dismissed. And Speaker Muti called on all members to maintain order and decorum, stressing that the focus should remain on debating the bill before proceeding to a vote, and assured that no member would be forced to leave the House. Meanwhile, police have issued a warning over planned disruptions at the Parliament buildings today. Police spokesperson Geoffrey Chilabi says intelligence reports indicate that some unidentified individuals are planning to disrupt parliamentary proceedings and activities around the Parliament buildings today, Monday, December 15, 2025. In another development, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has warned that the continued negative perception of the Catholic Church is bad for the country, emphasizing that the Church is not imposing any plans to end that regime change, but rather standing with Zambians who, he says, are vulnerable to some national issues such as Bill 7. Father Mapulanga told Power FM News that it is regrettable that the Catholic Church is now seen as a threat by the current government, given that the Church spoke against the injustices against the UPND when it was weak during the time in opposition. He clarified that the Church has always stood up for the vulnerable and will continue to do so, and that it is incorrect for the government to view the Catholic Church negatively because it simply speaks the same language as the opposition on issues that appear to threaten the country's democracy and people's livelihoods.
And from this, we are normally perceived negatively, and especially with our political parties gaining power, then they look at us as a negative force. But we are the ones who support them when they are weak, and we remain there. They go further, they gain power, but we still remain with the people. And that's why people don't really understand that we stand for this. When they're in the opposition and we speak almost like the same language, it's not that we are supporting them as an opposition, but we are supporting the underprivileged. We just speak the same language. Themselves, they are looking for power, they gain that power, and then they see that we continue doing what we are doing. And this is what is happening even today. Oasis Forum, as Catholics, we are members of Oasis Forum. The leadership of the Catholic has said the process that is taken is not good, it needs to be perfected.
In another development, Kelis Mulenga, a United Party for National Development, UPND Kada, posing as market chairperson at Katambalala Railside Market in Matera constituency, yesterday threatened violence against opposition Democratic Union leader Akim Njovu and a journalist. The opposition leader was on his fact-finding mission when reports surfaced that UPND cadres posing as market leaders planned to begin collecting 5,000 kwachas for each trading space outside the new market shelter. While Mr. Njovu was issuing a statement on the subject, the seemingly agitated Mr. Mulenga approached him, threatening to break into his car and assault him. Some traders confirmed the reports, which Mr. Mulenga claimed were false. In a phone call, Mr. Mlenga threatened the Parisian reporter for investigating corruption allegations at the trading place. In another development, Save Children International, SCI, Zambia, says the newly launched country strategy, running from 2025 to 2027, remains crucial in advancing the well-being of children in the country, as it is aligned with the country's priorities and anchored in the rights of every children. Save the Children International Country Director, Chirobe Kambikambi, said the urgency of implementing the strategy cannot overstate amid saddening realities for the children in the country. Ms. Kambikambi notes with concern that the over-high rates of neonatal mortality at 17%, malnutrition with 32% of children under the age of 5, stunted, and 12% are underweight. While over 70% of the children face multiple deprivation and 65% live in monetary poverty. Additionally, Ms. Kambikambi said the recurring climate shocks have disrupted agricultural productivity, water supply and energy. The situation, she underscored, has worsened the situation following their deepening negative impact on food security. She said these adverse impacts have not only pushed families into poverty, but also exposing children to heightened risks of hunger, school dropout, child labor and early marriages. She has therefore reaffirmed her organization through this strategy will in the next 3 years focus on improving maternal, newborn and child health by expanding nutrition interventions and strengthening water sanitation hygiene, WASH, as well as healthcare systems. In education, she said the strategy emphasizes early learning, literacy and STEM technologies and remove barriers for girls and children with disabilities, further underscoring that children protection remains central with efforts to prevent violence, abuse and exploitation through implementation of the Children's Court Act, stronger accountability and increased child participation. In international news, traces of war line the road of Uvira, the scene of the latest clashes between M23 rebels and the Congolese army in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Along the route, villagers describe harrowing scenes as fighting intensified. Samuel Masikitiko, a resident of Luvungi and about 70 kilometers north of Uvira, says civilians were caught in deadly crossfire as they tried to escape. A climate of fear hangs over the strategic city days after it fell to the rebels, despite a U.S.-mediated peace agreement signed last week by the Congolese and Rwandan presidents in Washington. Residents describe widespread panic as fighting erupted. On Saturday, Uvira remained largely deserted. Streets were silent, with no traffic apart from military jeeps. Banks were closed and most residents had not returned to work. Armed M23 fighters patrolled the streets and no one ventured out after sunset. Still in international news, West African leaders have rejected a transition program announced by Guinea-Bissau's military rulers, calling instead for a swift return to constitutional order and warning of targeted sanctions against those obstructing the process. We monitored African news.
West African leaders have rejected a transition program announced by Guinea-Bissau's military rulers, calling instead for a swift return to constitutional order and warning of targeted sanctions against those obstructing the process. The position was reaffirmed on Sunday in Abuja, where heads of state met for the 68th summit of the ECOWAS.
Understood that democracy is inseparable from peace, justice, and development. Today, that democratic order is being tested. The resurgence of unconstitutional changes of government threatening our regional stability undermines our citizens' rights and weakens our collective future. The instability in Guinea-Bissau and the attempted coup d'etat in Benin remind us that democracy requires constant vigilance.